NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Final hour of News and Views on a Friday, coming up.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Biden heads to Michigan today for a tour of Pfizer's vaccine manufacturing plant in Kalamazoo.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Mr. Biden will continue to make the case for his nearly $2 trillion COVID-19 relief package,
which means getting shots in the arms of the American people, getting families urgent economic relief they need.
The president's trip to Michigan was originally planned for Thursday, but postponed. He visited Milwaukee for a town hall meeting on Tuesday.
Fox's Jeff Benasso. And more than 14 million people in Texas are under a boil water advisory as parts of the state finally begins thawing out from brutal winter storms.
The water woes also impacting major Texas hospitals. One in Austin, for example, uses water to make heat. So when the pipes froze, they had to transport patients to nearby facilities.
Fox's Casey Stegall. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a cold forecast for now, but hang on, because a nice warming trend is coming up pretty soon. For today, it's not just the cold, it's that wind that will be a factor, with a high temperature today barely up to about 46. For tonight, clear, cold, the winds come down. Overnight low temperature, mid-20s by dawn tomorrow. Sunshine over the weekend, mid-50s on Saturday, low to mid-60s on Sunday. Start of a nice warming trend, which will continue through much of next week. Maybe a few spotty showers on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. If you measure your lawn by the acre, you need Kubota's number one selling diesel zero-turn mower. All-day comfort, year-after-year durability. However you measure your lawn, the ZD delivers. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a man is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries after a shooting Thursday. Police say the man was shot in the 5700 block of Troy Highway late Thursday morning. Right now, no arrests have been made in the case. The Tuskegee community came together last night to remember a four-year-old killed in a shooting last weekend. Tuskegee police have arrested and charged 18-year-old Joshua Washington with capital murder for Davion Tarver's death. And Butler County leaders broke ground on a new sheriff's office Thursday. The new building will be located behind the Butler County EMA office. The building will cost Butler County around $639,000 to build. It's expected to be completed by fall of 2021. Funds for the building were secured through a grant. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they've forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. If you have things that you're no longer wearing or past history or just things that are out of style, we can remake it. You can trade it in. Or you could come in and walk away with a check on it. But either way, let us help you value your assets and explain to you what you have and what all your options are. There's no charge to do that at Marguerite's. We're located in Peppertree Shops. Appointments not necessary. We're open 7 days a week. So come out and see us and let us help you value your assets.
Happening now at all locations of Gray's Tire and Auto, it's the BF Goodrich President's Day promo.
Get a $50 Visa reward card rebate plus a matching instant in-store rebate when you purchase four select BF Goodrich tires. That's right, a total of $100 in rebates for 1 week only.
Don't miss the in-store matching rebate on BF Goodrich happening now.
See store for details or visit GraysTireCenter.com for locations.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into the final hour of news and views from 9 till noon on a Friday morning. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Handel.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Eddie Bader in the house, man of the phones. You're getting all sorts of folks calling you off air, giving you Dolly Parton jokes.
Yeah, some good Dolly Parton jokes. Some of them I can repeat. Most of them I can't.
I haven't been listening to Greg in the afternoons recently. Yeah. Has he told his Parton Me story anytime soon?
I haven't remembered it in a while, but I'll see him this afternoon and I'll bring that up again.
Yeah. Read the damn thing already. That's one of his best. It's so funny. Have you ever heard that story, Jack, from Greg?
What story, Kelly?
Where he wanted to look slim. He had to introduce at a big concert Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
And he wanted to look slim, you know, back when he was my age and vanity still mattered a bit. And so he decided to take some laxatives to look slimmer.
Oh my God.
And it went from there. Let's just say those things started working as he is introducing Dolly. He tells the story much better, so.
Yeah, I'll try to get that out of him this afternoon. Oh,
yeah. See if we can split
so
that
to
out.
Speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Greg. I in many days I do miss working with the guy.
He's a great guy, man.
He's great. 272-9228. I just want to reiterate, the more we think about, and I'm seeing all these tributes, people talk about Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of moment we're in and how long this process has taken. I was asking you the other night, Jack, I think last night, like, how did conservatives get the word out and talk to one another before you had talk radio, before you had Fox News, before you now had all these different websites, whether the Daily Caller or the Daily Wire or the Blaze or whatever it is?
No. I mean, we didn't have any of that stuff back then.
People got together.
And, the RNC was pretty good about communicating with its contributors and friends and that sort of thing. But we had headquarters when candidates ran, and we called them the little blue hairs. The blue hairs would come, and they would answer the phone, Reagan Bush 80 or whatever, Ford in 76, or Dole, and they would stuff envelopes that we would send out. And the headquarters were, like, booming. There's no such thing as a volunteer anymore. Everybody's paid. Everybody's busy. But these were basically blue hair, blue blood, housewives, both Democrats and Republicans. who had headquarters and sent out mail, answered the phone. When people call and say, how can I get a bumper sticker? But Rush was the first real voice on a national level for the conservative movement. Democrats have tried it, and there are a few liberal talk hosts, but they don't resonate like the Republican or conservative talk show hosts do. But Rush was a pioneer, a trailblazer. You can call him anything, but he was revered.
Right.
And loved. And you and I were talking about it last night. He enjoyed it so much. And you could tell. He loved doing that. And he had an ego as big as Dallas. The EIB, you know, the Excellence in Broadcasting Network.
Right.
The golden microphone. He was truly, I mean, he was just loved.
Well, and he made it fun. Whereas, you know, before the biggest, I guess, media figure for conservatives was like William F. Buckley.
Yeah. But you see him on TV debating people. You had, remember Point Counterpoint? It was John McLaughlin and some woman. And that's what Saturday Night Live based it. Shane, you ignorant, misguided slut.
Right.
Between Aykroyd and Jane Curtin. Well, that was the John McLaughlin hour. We had people like that. But it was like weekly, not daily, you know. But Rush was the best. I don't know that anybody will ever equal him.
And after him, and a big part of the reason why Republicans for the first time in 40 years took the Congress, you got a balanced budget, so to speak, with Gingrich pushing back against the Clintons. And you got a party that more and more, especially now after Donald Trump, was more like the average American and less like those blue bloods who had these patrician accents like Buckley. And I think that's a good thing. You want to be the party of the regular person. You want to be the party that's having fun. You want to be the party like what Rush did and what Trump did, is you bring over a lot of Democrats. It's a lesser cold story.
You know, I think Buckley, I never met him. I don't know him. I know his nephew, John Buckley, and he worked for Jack Kemp and was a good guy, or is a good guy. But, you know, I don't know that McLaughlin would have probably looked his nose down at Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Although Reagan was a social equal because he and Nancy were very well connected. I mean, Nancy was friends with Katherine Graham, whose husband owned the Washington Post. They were big buddies. But and the Reagans were very well connected, but they looked at Trump as a rich rube, you know?
Right.
I think Buckley would have looked his nose down at Trump. I think George Will did too. But they never considered him one of them.
Well, and I thought about it, like, in 2016 when National Review did that anti-Trump, you know, edition, and George Will had all these worries about the meaning of true conservatism. It's like, wait, Mitt Romney was the true conservative? John McCain was the true conservative? God love Bob Dole, but was he really your rock-rib conservative? He was a good Republican, no doubt. And it seems like George Will and, maybe I'm speaking out of turn, but Buckley weren't exactly on board early with Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, probably not.
Right. So
you know, remember he ran against Bush in the primary, you know.
Right. And it's that enthusiasm, along with, of course, Thatcher, one of the biggest victories for conservatives is the end of the Cold War, essentially, without really firing a shot. So, I mean, there are, this is, it's amazing when you, the, you know, Rush passes this week and you start looking back at how much this populism, as Time Magazine called it back then, electronic populism has grown. And it's not a threat to democracy. In fact, it creates more energy.
No, absolutely not. The Trump campaign and the Reagan campaign both appealed to people who felt outside of the bubble.
Right.
People that did the more menial job in life. The people that weren't members of the country club. And it's so funny to me that a billionaire could appeal to those people. But Trump did. He gave the little guy the voice they felt like they didn't have when the Bushes and the folks like that ran the party. And I remember in 1980, Emory Palmer was mayor. He was a big George Bush guy. And he didn't like the fact that Reagan got the nomination, but he had to live with it. And it was really interesting, the struggle back then between the Bush folks and the Reagan folks.
It's just, folks have hope. If anything, the conservative movement, in terms of an actual conservative libertarian, let's say right-wing movement, has grown leaps and bounds in the last few decades. And in fits and starts, there have been a few steps backwards. I think there have been remnants of the old guard still running things. But it's becoming clearer by the day that the folks that have had a stranglehold on the government and the press, on entertainment, they're not as strong as they used to be, even though they still are very strong. And in fact, that's why they're freaking out and speaking in such drastic terms, you know, branding their opponents essentially as insurgents. This should give you hope, as depressing as sometimes it can be, frustrating as it can be in the moment, should give you hope that things are growing and continuing apace. And just keep your eyes open for whether it's Trump or new leaders. It's not like there isn't going to be somebody else. There will be.
Well, I very well remember the Reagan years. Even though it's been 40 years, I mean, I'm 65. I remember it like it was yesterday. And all the regular, ordinary folk that were for Ronald Reagan, they loved him. They loved him. And Trump brought a lot of those people back home.
Right.
I mean, the guy goes to play golf the other day, and the streets are lined with people.
And we'll see he plays in the next few years. A lot can happen with that. But here, we're getting a lot of calls coming in, so let's field a few of these for this next break. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, we're talking about the communication, what we did before, you know. Nowadays, it's changed a lot. But during the 80s and 90s, it had mom-and-pop diners. And the locals, the farmers and the locals, would gather in the mornings and have coffee and breakfast, and political leaders might stop in. Now it's gone to convenience stores and Petros.
Right.
And that communication has just been lost.
Yeah, and maybe it's time to kind of take what we've learned from the Internet and then recreate these actual places you go. And I think people are going to be hungry for it after the lockdowns and after the pandemic. Like, not necessarily one-to-one, but you remember it used to be, what, the old saloon model, where you go, you grab a drink, you'd see what the news was, what the scuttlebutt around town was. You're bringing up
the locals getting together and discussing common issues.
Well, you know,
and then the political leaders would drop in there.
Right.
That's true today in these small towns, like Ozark, Brundage, you know. There's one place that all the local guys go to. It used to be the farmer's market here in Montgomery. It probably still is. We know a lot of those guys died off. But the local folks get together, and you're right, Joe. every now and then, like during campaign season, a local guy would be told, you know, he's running for office. Hey, you need to go to the, you know, Julia's in Troy. And that's where all the locals gather. Right. And the politicians would stop by and visit with them, sit down and drink coffee with them. But a lot of that's been lost. Kind of like my boy.
And we had better government back then, too.
Yes, we did.
And I think that when you take new technology and things we've learned in the last few years, and then you get back to that actually meeting in person, because the conversation is just going to be better when you're in person. Like, how worthwhile? Oh, yeah. When's the last time you had a great actual discussion with somebody over Facebook or Twitter? I mean, it just doesn't happen hardly ever. So,
no, it doesn't.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you giving that that reminder of how it used to be.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
272-9228. Let's go to Joel.
Hey, Jack mentioned Jack Kemp. That's who we was hoping that Reagan would put in as vice president. He chose Bush instead. So, but Jack Kemp was a true conservative.
He chose Bush, and he almost chose Gerald Ford, if you remember.
Yep. Let me tell you, one guy Hunt ran. I ran his Montgomery office, and he kept on going to bring literature down. And we kept getting calls about folks wanting bumper stickers and literature, and it never came. So I took it on myself and went and bought a bunch of it. The governor, he wasn't governor then, but he come through and he seen all that literature. He took about half of it because he didn't have anywhere. So, Jack brought up a bunch of stuff that I remember. I know that Jeremiah Denton, I was only candidate besides Jeremiah Denton stuff that was in Jeremiah Denton's campaign headquarters. We had a Republican headquarters in Montgomery and a Jeremiah Denton in Montgomery, and I had my literature in both of them.
But
Jack can tell you some stuff that he knows it all.
I'm slowly bringing it out of him. I'm learning this.
And I ain't saying he's a smart and he's not. I just
have a good memory, Joel. That's all it is. I'm not smart. I just remember things.
Well, if you want to talk about politics, Jack, him and Steve Fly, you get them two together, they can tell you anything you want to know about politics.
And we made up half of it, Joel, but that's all right.
Yeah. But y'all have a fantastic day.
Thank you, Joel. Thank you. 272-9228. Folks, this is part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. If you're looking to buy fine one-of-a-kind antique jewelry pieces, Troop Booth is the guy to go see at Heirloom Jewelers, located at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery. When you're going east on Vaughn Road, just when you cross over Bell Road, it'll be there on your right at Vaughn and Watchman Circle. And stop on by, see what they have in stock at the showroom. Of course, you can shop from home at heirloomjewelers.com. And whether you buy in person or online, when you use the promo code Joey, J-O-E-Y, you get 10% off all of your purchases there at Heirloom Jewelers, but you got to be sure to remember my name, Joey.
Joey.
Thank you for that, Eddie. 10% off promo code. But right now, Troop Booth is looking to buy from you. So if you have any old jewelry items, any jewelry pieces that you're willing to part with for the right price, give Troop Booth a call at 260-0066. Set up an appointment, or you can set up an appointment online again at heirloomjewelers.com. And you just bring your items in. Troop Booth will look it over and give you an offer, and if you agree to the value then and there, you get paid right then and there.
Nice.
It's that simple. And, you know, of course, things in mint condition, gold and diamonds, you get top dollar for, a lot of money for. But even if it's old jewelry that you think maybe junk, kind of scrap jewelry as it's called, don't, you know, hesitate, as I just did. Actually, call them up. And it's worth at least having the expert, Troop Booth, look over what you have. And you can still make good little money for it.
I think so.
So call them today. Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers, 260-0066 or heirloomjewelers.com. Troop Booth's fantastic sponsor, been with us through thick and thin.
That's right.
Really appreciate the work he does for the audience and him sponsoring us here at News and Views from 9 till noon. More news and views when we come back. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
Joey.
How you doing?
Hey, Eddie. You're right back.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
C-Square Performance Automotive in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to repair your vehicle and get you back on the road fast. All work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 9 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program here on a great Friday morning. Though it's been a weather-wise bit of a gloomy week. Cold,
a little bit
wet.
Chilly.
Mm-hmm. I'm Joey. He's Jack. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
And here's just another example of just the contempt that is growing in the country. A certain number of House Democrats have drafted a bill to ban, quote, twice impeached presidents from burial at Arlington Cemetery.
That is ridiculous.
That's got to be the most ludicrous thing.
Wow.
I mean, you're not going to erase the fact that the man was president of the United States for 4 years. You can't escape it. All you history rewriters out there that want to knock down statues and all that crap, you're full of it.
Donald Trump ought to have every right to be buried at National, at Arlington National Cemetery, because he was duly elected the first time and more than likely the second time.
Exactly.
So you're full of crap.
Amen.
Well said. 272-9228. That's just another example of a
unity.
Of
the
yeah.
Jeez.
Let's go to Eric. Hey, Eric.
Eric? Hey, Eric, you there, buddy?
Did you mute yourself, sir?
Was it Eric the dog?
No, I don't think it was the dog. It was just the Eric. Call us back, Eric.
Huh?
Yep.
Calls back, Eric. Here, let's play a little bit of this Lauren Boebert clip I've been sitting on. She caused a stir, a bit of a publicity stunt, but I think it worked well.
Okay.
When she did a Zoom call at one of her committee hearings, mm-hmm. and behind her, she had those look like ARs right there. Yes. Some big AR platforms.
Yep.
Right there. Caused quite a stir. Let's listen in. This is on Fox News at night, I believe. When they covered this.
Object of Democratic derision again tonight following a virtual House committee hearing where her collection.
If somebody wants to have a shrine to their gun fetish as a Zoom backdrop in their private life, they can do that. But this is our hearing room. And at some point, we'll all start showing up in person, and our safety and our ability to conduct business civilly without feeling threatened is a relevant consideration.
That was a Democrat.
Let's bring in Congresswoman Boebert now to respond to Congressman Huffman's criticism. Good evening.
Good evening, Mike.
How do you respond?
You know, the left's disdain for the Constitution was on full display in the Natural Resources Committee. Rather than having a productive debate about policy, I have more than 55% federal lands in my district in Colorado. I wanted to talk about Democrats' overreaching policies and their land grabs and closing off our beautiful rivers here in our district. But Democrats were too busy mocking the Constitution and disrespecting the everyday Americans that I was elected to represent. This was my first committee hearing, and the chairman couldn't stop attacking, degrading, and insulting committee members. Just look at the way I've been treated by the fake news and by creeps like Representative Jared Huffman. He was literally looking like Jiffy Pop. Perhaps Huffman is actually the famous corn pop we've all heard so much about. Mike, he fashioned a tinfoil hat during my remarks, and he looked like a conspiracy theorist in regards to our Second Amendment rights. These partisan hacks obsess over me having my Second Amendment right, wanting to protect myself, and say that I have a so-called gun fetish. Despite these gross attacks, I am busy fighting against the left's real fetish for power and stripping Americans of their constitutional rights.
Congresswoman.
Wow.
Partly what Trump
so
has wrought.
What was in the background of the meeting?
She
was sitting at home, and it's a bookcase behind her, and she had two like fully loaded up AR platforms. They almost look like M16s.
Yeah,
like crisscrossed, sitting on the bookshelf behind her.
Yeah, I think there's a couple other guns on the shelf or two lower, but I think is she not allowed to decorate her house any way she wants to?
She did this because they've been making a point of making an example of her. This crazy woman wants to actually have concealed carry around the Capitol.
Right. So I think putting her point back into their face, I'm all about her. She's not afraid to cower down, or she's not going to cower down. And she's the kind that says, you want my guns? Come get them.
No kidding. I mean, God.
Well, and I love that line by her of their fetish for power and stripping Americans of their rights.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, sister.
Put it right back on them.
Amen. Yeah, this new class, like I said, look at what Trump hath wrought.
Well, look at, if you buy a gun, they look at gun owners as you're an instant criminal.
Yeah.
Instant criminal. And as if you're insane because you buy a gun.
Or insane people, just conspiracy coups.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody that has a gun, it's a damn nut. Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
But their security, guess what they carry? They don't carry sticks.
Right.
Rocks. Slingshots. They got a gun.
Not to mention, if you're talking, the whole other side's an insurgency. Yeah, those drones are so much less scary than a
I see a flamethrower drone.
A gun,
the other night.
Yeah. A flamethrower drone?
Yes. They do it for hornet nests and those, what was those killer hornets coming? Yeah. It's a killer video, man.
That's crazy.
It worked.
I almost feel like I need to take a shower after that. Wow, I need to hop in some cold water. I need to see that.
That's
video.
Good stuff.
Wow. Eric is back. Hey, Eric.
Hey, buddy. I want to compliment something about Ted Cruz going on vacation. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's okay for them to take private jets and planes to go across the world. And what about that double standard? What about Gavin Newsom over there eating in a restaurant? I'm gonna tell you, this is my honest opinion. These people in this country, the majority, does not wake up, step up. We've lost this country, buddy. Because I'm going to tell you like it is, and anybody that disagrees, when in 10 years from now, when gas is $11 a gallon, if we don't get control of what's going on, our kids, our religion, our freedom, and every damn thing, is gone. And I've had it. I don't care anything about the media no more. I only listen to you guys because I know what I'm getting is real.
Well, and I think what I would say to what you just said, Eric, is that the problem is there's too much control, too much power and control in Washington, D.C., and it's making everybody insane, it corrupting people fighting over that power. And the trick is to let the many nations of this nation be who they are.
Yeah.
And stop trying to have one group demand how we're going to be all over not only this country, but it's amazing. Why is it that global leadership seems so much like world domination?
That way and looks that way to me.
And it feels like it's coming home.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and here's a quick. Why in the world would they want to start catering to Iran of all people? And it's just, they're going right back to Obama administration. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're stepping right back. Anything they can enjoy it. It just really it pisses me off to know that Americans standing back and watching this.
How do we fight back, Jack?
Jack Campbell?
Storm the Capitol?
Jack. Is Jack on there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm here.
Jack, I'm with you, my friend. I'm going to go have a Budweiser for you. This is your Bud Man.
Okay, well, you should have
several. I done got 38 hot now. This is really starting to piss me off.
Well, go have a cold one quickly then. Start the weekend early.
You guys is good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Oh, goodness. 272-9228.
I want to know, how do we fight back? We all say fight back.
Right.
Well, what do we really mean? I don't know. I'm asking.
Here's my approach. I try to make myself better. I try to get my own footing, my own household, my own mind right. You get your money right. Make good friends. Learn what's going on in D.C., how they're trying to take over things more and more. And then make the arguments, start building things at a local level. It's got to be, it can't be from the top down. The presidency of Trump in many ways showed that. Trump was elected, but yeah. How much was he really in control of things? So it's going to be kind of a long haul. And when you, though, start building up and start meeting folks again, and I think there's hope there. It can't be like trying to do everything in one fell swoop. And,
well, you know, I have a friend who's a Republican. I will not say his name. He doesn't have a lot of money. But he called me one day and said, who running for Congress or Senate that you think has a chance to win who needs a little bit of money? And he sent probably four or five candidates like $50 each.
Mm-hmm.
But that helped. And if everybody did that, I mean, it would make a big difference. And that was something
small, but he felt like he could do it, and he felt a part of the system.
Yeah.
When he sent the check off, you know?
Right.
And that's a small thing everybody can do. Just, you know, if it's only $25, $15, send it. If somebody you believe in that you think can make a difference, well, then go write them a check, send it off.
And it's always good. Yeah, you got to get the grassroots going. But it's always good to know that there are things deeper than politics. As you know, Father Carucci, who's been around these parts plenty, great priest, said, if you really want to change the world, invite your neighbors over to dinner, get to know them. And I know you do that well, Jack. You know everybody in town. But that there's really something to that. Like, look at what you can control. You know what you can't, know what you can, and go after the things you can. And so much of what goes on in D.C., we can't control completely. But if you get your own house in order, yourself in a good posture and position, then I think you might be in a position to sit back, eat some popcorn, and watch this ruling elite continue to crumble. And if you're in a good position, you'll be all right. But you can't be relying on them. Because right now, they're not behaving like a secure, competent bunch up there. Maybe the trick is to kind of sit back and watch it happen.
What I hope is that there are people like me out there who truly believe the election was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they won't give up. You know, that's what worries me. The people say, well, hell, I vote and it doesn't matter.
Well, yesterday, the state of Michigan removed 177,000 voters off their voter rolls mm-hmm. after a lawsuit forced their hand. So there's a
but
start.
But it was after the election?
It was after, but
yeah.
This is what we mean by we got to clean up at the local level politically.
Right. And these state legislatures that are Republican, that are in control in some of these battleground states, and I've said it and I'll keep saying it, if they don't change the way ballots are received and counted, like the mail-in program, if they don't change the law to make it more restrictive, then there isn't any hope. Not in those states.
Well, we better get to doing it then. Because yeah. You need hope. And there is a lot of hope to be had. Like I'm saying, it used to be just Rush Limbaugh in the wilderness. Now we got much more than that. So hold your head up, folks. 272-9228. Quick break here, and we'll be right back with more news and views from 9 till noon on a Friday.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com.
That's MurphyAuction.com.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. If you have things that you're no longer wearing or past history or just things that are out of style, we can remake it. You can trade it in. Or you could come in and walk away with a check on it. But either way, let us help you value your assets and explain to you what you have and what all your options are. There's no charge to do that at Marguerite's. We're located in Peppertree Shops. Appointments not necessary. We're open 7 days a week. So come out and see us and let us help you value your assets.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Folks, we'll get back to news and views in just a moment. But first, let's talk to Dick Brubaker from Brubaker Motors. How are you this morning, sir?
Happy Friday, Joey.
Happy Friday.
Hey, come to Brubaker Infinity this weekend. We've got 0% for 72 months on almost every remaining 2020 Infinity. So if there's anything in the Infinity line you're interested in, get this. 0%, 72 months, plus purchase release any new Infiniti, and you get 2 years complimentary maintenance plus a 2-year Brubaker car package, all with 0% for 72 months. That's hard to beat.
That is serious right there. I mean, talk about a great luxury vehicle for a great deal.
No payments for 72 months plus free maintenance. I mean, they doesn't get any cheaper than that. Or if you're just interested in, you know, what would it cost me to get into a luxury sport utility, 2021 Infiniti QX50. Luxury edition, payments as low as $439 a month or 0% for 60 months.
So, folks, check it out at brubaker.com or stop by the boulevard and ask for the man himself.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a cold forecast for now, but hang on because a nice warming trend is coming up pretty soon. For today, it's not just the cold, it's that wind that will be a factor with a high temperature today barely up to about 46. For tonight, clear, cold, the winds come down. Overnight low temperature mid-20s by dawn tomorrow. Sunshine over the weekend, mid-50s on Saturday, low to mid-60s on Sunday. Start of a nice warming trend, which will continue through much of next week. Maybe a few spotty showers on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon as we start to close out this Friday morning show and close out the week. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by a brand new sponsor. That's Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. Physical Prattville. F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L Prattville. Physical Prattville. Stop by there today and talk to Dawn Sexton. She's the physical therapist and owner there at Physical Prattville. Or work with Nancy Alexander. She's the assistant physical therapist there. And what they specialize in is getting your balance back. You know, over the years, your balance can go away, whether you have, you know, vision problems, as often the case with stroke victims. It's not just vision, but they start to favor one side of the body. Or maybe it's an inner ear problem that you're having trouble with, vertigo issues. Or it could be that you don't have sure footing with your ankle, maybe your knee. They have the technology, the equipment, and the means to get you back in shape. And some of it's state-of-the-art, like a virtual reality testing and essentially virtual reality games that really provides physical therapy for whatever's troubling, whatever your problem is. It's like you're playing a game, but you're doing physical therapy at the same time. But they also have a walking track where you're strapped into a harness. That way, you can have peace of mind that you're not going to fall, and you start to get your confidence back, testing how you go up and down steps, different types of flooring and ground, and it really helps you get that peace of mind that you can walk where you need to go. They also right now are doing free balance tests. So if you want to see where you're at, and you, maybe it's not something that's obvious to you, but if you or a loved one is having issue with your posture and your balance, why not give Don Sexton and Nancy Alexander a call there at Physical Prattville, 595-9990, 595-9990. Ask about a free balance test, and be sure to tell them that Joey from News and View sent you. Folks, I spent some time over there the other day, and they really have incredible state-of-the-art equipment, and they've helped so many folks out regain their balance, their posture, and their confidence that they can walk around this world, well, sure of their footing. It's something a lot of folks take for granted, but you don't have to lose it forever. You can get it back there at Physical Prattville. Let's go to the phones and talk to Donkey Lori. Hey, Lori.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I know we're short on time. Jack hit on a lot of it, but I think I'm one of many, many, many millions of people that have zero confidence in our election system. Zero. There has not been any accountability, any price to be paid. Dominion is actually suing other people for defamation. And everything that's being done right now by this new administration, I will not refer to him as my president because he didn't win legit. Of all people, he didn't win legit. So he may be running the country as far as making decisions, but in my personal life, he is not my president. And I know that's absurd and insane, but I live in my own insanity and I'm okay with it. But everything that he's doing, all of the decisions that are being made right now are the most anti-American things that we absolutely do not stand for. So the frustration of we got to wait until it's time to vote again, and then yeah, I'm still going to vote. But I have zero confidence in voting integrity. I don't know.
Well, think of it in terms of
like a
snowball. Right, but it'll help some of your sanity if you think of it in terms of your local precinct. Think of it in terms of your state. And do you distrust what's going on in Alabama, for instance?
No.
Right.
Not necessarily. I mean, as I'm saying, I'm grateful that I live in the state of Alabama. Because I wouldn't want to be living in some of these other places, but it just, I don't know, Joey, it is disheartening. And I personally have gotten to the place where you guys make me laugh. That's why I listen to y'all. I mean, the banter between you and Eddie and Jack is amazing. And it brings, yes, the stuff that we don't want to hear the news, which, you know, the reporting the news, but you also are entertaining and it makes us chuckle. It makes us laugh.
But I can't
watch the rest of the news. You
right.
know, and Fox right now, I feel like it's controlled opposition.
Right.
You know, like the only reason Tucker's on there, some of the folks that are on there is controlled opposition, which I think, again, is they make us think that we still have people on this network rooting for us and believing in the American dream like we believe in. But they're actually just going, we got to give them a couple, you know, that they agree
right.
with to keep some of those ratings. So it's just frustrating. So I enjoy my animals. If I didn't have my animals and the things in life that I enjoy, that I take pleasure in, I mean, it's what's going on is way too big. So like you said, putting our own house in order.
Yeah.
I mean, and if that means decorating your home with AR-15s or whatever.
Right.
Put that in
You're
order,
right.
man.
Yes.
You've got to be ready to, have your home in order.
Well, as a realtor, I've gone into several homes where I would have loved to have seen AR-15s instead of the things I saw.
Yeah.
Well, Lori got to run.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, Lori. And thanks so much for what you do with the Volunteer Center there in Elmore County.
Thank you.
I love that. I love it, Lori.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you. And bye.
Bye.
Be right back for a quick goodbye.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
That's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances. You know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they've forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Air Now Home Services are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Air Now Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook. For electrical, heating, and air, our big yellow trucks will be there. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Air Now Home Services.
To find out how you can help, go to NewsTalk931.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. We only really have time here for about one call. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe.
I wanted to address the what do we do issue. That's, I find that's common at the ground level right now. Everybody's kind of feeling that. The rallies, you know, as a party, when we're allowed to, we need to have them. I'm going to do this real quick. Without Antifa or the Proud Boy infiltration, we need to get back as a party and express ourselves. People need to be unafraid to take a conservative stance because they're just scaring us into shutting up. Another thing, we need some Republican leadership.
Yes.
To step forward.
You got to have a backbone.
But we need to tackle those three areas.
Yeah. Well said. Once you know that there are other folks like you, you'll be less prone to self-censor and be confident in what you know.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Randall, I can really just say hi here because I only have like 20 seconds, but you doing all right?
You know what? I'm going to hang up, baby.
You know,
hey, that's all we remember. Ronald Reagan, when they put a bullet in it, George, old man Bush, was the person that he had to shake hands with when he came out of the hospital on stage. That's the first place he was. He wasn't the same after that. So, I mean, maybe Reagan before the shot, he was good, but Reagan after the shot, they got to him, baby. I love y'all, man.
Love you too, Randall. Take care, brother.
Well, that was an interesting parting shot. So does